This is Bob Rudella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Miss America is headed to Oshkosh. Grace Stanky will be visiting the Oshkosh Public Museum on Sunday. As a part of her official return to the state, she grew up in Wisconsin. Grace will be at the museum from 1 till 3 p.m., with the doors opening at 1 o'clock. It is the seventh largest sturgeon ever taken on Lake Winnebago. James Gruskowski landed the 80-inch, 177-pound female on the lake Tuesday. Sturgeon spearing continues through the 26th of the month, and ice conditions remain a concern at this time. Nearly 600 people took in the Chamber's Economic Outlook Breakfast this week and featured the economist Brian Ballew. Now, Brian has been right 95% of the time. He predicts the recession will finally end in December of next year. The city and the Tavern League have agreed to review and finalize rules for beer gardens. The city will not be charging any fee for a beer garden, but they want to make sure that the noise and the loud music end at 10:30 each night. Page 2, congrats to ImagePro 360, celebrating 27 years in business this week. The Legends podcast back again. My friend Gail Schwab was the featured guest yesterday. You can find the podcast on the Chamber website. The city council wants to have an ad hoc committee help them with the proposed design and look of the clear wells of the city water plan. There's also a plan now to incorporate the significance of water and Lake Winnebago to Oshkosh as part of the clear wells project. The council also cleared the way for the sale of the Best Western Premier Waterfront Hotel to a Chicago firm. The city will have the new hotel owners operate the convention center for the next 50 years. The city may also be cracking down on taggers following the recent incidents at Arrow Park. The city staff is working on ways to prevent and punish people who have graffiti on their mind. And finally, February is Black History Month. The Wisconsin Herd and UW-Oshkosh are teaming up to honor influential African Americans. Now through the end of the month, there's a display that features a dozen portraits done by Patrick Hunter. They're on display at UW-Oshkosh's Stein-Hilbert Gallery. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend.